Ready? Okay. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the July 3rd, 2024 meeting of Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee. Can we stand for the pledge, please? Legislator McCollum, would you lead us?
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, roll call.
Chair Hansett.
Present.
Deputy Chair Hewitt. Legislator Maloney. Legislator McCullough.
Here.
Legislator Walz.
Here.
Okay, we do have a quorum, so that's a good thing. It's going to be the two of you that are going to make the motions here, so. So approval of the June 5th, 2024 meeting minutes. Any questions or discussion? Motion to approve the minutes.
I'll make the motion.
Second?
McCullough, second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. All right, we're going to get right into our resolutions. Resolution 372, amending the 2024 budget to create full-time positions within the Sheriff's Department to provide security for the Center for Wellbeing for 1 year, Department of Mental Health. Would you like to speak on this?
Sure. So this is a really a cleanup item from a resolution that we put forward. I think it was maybe about 2 months ago. We had amended the budget for part-time positions. The sheriff's office did look to fill the positions on a part-time basis. This is for the Center for Wellbeing over on Broadway. Ran into some hiring issues, and it's really difficult at this time to bring in anybody, let alone trying to bring in somebody on a part-time basis. So this resolution will bring the positions up to full-time. It'll be still through the interdepartmental agreement between the sheriff's office and mental health to provide security at 368 Broadway.
Sheriff, would you like to speak on this at all?
I'm on board. We worked out the details and everything looks pretty good.
Okay, good.
I have a question.
Yes.
Sheriff, are those armed or are on positions now?
No, they are not.
Thanks.
However, if it gets that way and we need to have a deputy in the future, then we'll.
There's an officer on duty there now?
No.
Upstairs?
We have a security guard. We have one security guard assigned to that facility at this time.
Where would this position and officer be stationed? Do we know?
I believe it's the same spot.
Same spot.
All the way upstairs?
So as we move forward, and if things need to change, perhaps we can look at that. Any other discussion or questions? Okay, a motion to adopt the resolution.
I'll make the motion. Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Resolution 393, amending the 2024 Ulster County budget to accept additional federal funding relating to the Stop DWI program, Department of Probation.
We were contacted by the Stop DWI Foundation. They had extra money available
for the high visibility enforcement campaign and asked us if we could spend it. And we asked the police departments and they said yes. So we would like to accept the additional funds for the high visibility.
Good thing. Any discussion or questions? Okay, motion to adopt the resolution.
Make the motion.
Second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Resolution 394, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to accept funding under the state's Law Enforcement Technology Program, amending the 2024-2029 Capital Improvement Program, establishing capital project number 702, Sheriff's 2024 Lead Tech Program. Sheriff's Department, Sheriff.
So this is a grant from the Division of Criminal Justice Services that was issued to pretty much every police agency in the state to get technology. Most of it's going to be geared toward not body cams, but the dash cam, as well as the remainder or a good percentage of the COs, Axon cams.
Discussion or questions? Okay, motion to adopt the resolution.
Make the motion.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried.
I'm a no.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
You're a no?
Yeah. Should I explain? It goes back to the last.
If you'd like to.
I'm not against body cams. I'm just against Axum. It was brought up in December that this company also makes weapons of war. And that's the reason why I can't support that. It still passes, so.
I understand that, legislator. I believe it was BlackRock. It's a hedge fund. And it has a $1 billion investment in iPhone. They invest into a multitude of companies. When we went with Axon, but this is important for me to explain, we first had Panasonic, which were terrible. 3-year warranty was up. After the death of George Floyd, we knew we had to update and get the best available equipment because the state police has the same, cameras, the city of Kingston. You would take a gun out of the holster or a taser, all the cameras for every agency that has Axon turn on. So it's about transparency. Especially after what happened with law enforcement. So that's why we did what we did. It really is an important piece of tool on top of not wasting all that space on servers and evidence.com.
I just felt it.
Okay. We were going
to notice. Sure. I'm sure you heard the protesters back in December. We might not have listened, but we did hear them. At that time, obviously, a big thing, talking point was this body cam. Did you do any research on other options and found that this is the best option for Ulster County?
We did research throughout. Like I said, Panasonic was a terrible thing. We saved money, number one, with evidence.com. We don't have to spend money on servers to save all that video. And it's transparency is what the people want.
So through us, we can count on you that you did your due diligence when we make a vote next.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Discussion or questions? So we already voted on it. So, okay. Well, motion was carried. Resolution 395, amending the 2024-2029 Capital Improvement Program, establishing capital project number 703, Sheriff's Office Technology Purchase, amending the 2024 capital on budget. Sheriff?
So this is, a capital for Eventide, which is the company that we're going to be using for recording of phones. Whenever somebody calls from the public, we have to record those phone calls, and that's what that is, as well as Black Creek or impound lot. Remember, we lost the impound lot up at the where the old jail was.
Yeah.
So we're building a new impound lot and we're going to need a camera for that. That's with that.
Any discussion or questions? Yes, officer.
Officer, yeah, I love it. I'd say, you have a new employee. The company with the viewing is, where's the technology coming from? Is it Axum again?
Well, Axon is part of this. I believe that is for the interview rooms for the detectives.
Yeah, so interview rooms. I can go with
that. Okay, any other discussion or questions? Okay, motion to adopt the resolution.
Make the motion.
Second.
McCullough.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion's carried. Welcome, Legislator Maloney. And we are on Resolution 397. Approving the execution of a contract amendment for $4,992, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the County, New York, Communications Company, Ulster County Sheriff. Sheriff?
Those are four radios that we decided to keep rather than give back to. So we had to amend it.
Discussion or questions?
What was the original contract number?
I don't have that.
Was it under 50,000?
Well, we have numerous contracts. One of the first things I did when I took office was trim down those numbers because we had up to 50 contracts. I don't have the contract number, but I could definitely.
The only reason I ask is just the way it's written, that contract plus amount to be in excess of 50,000. So the way
it's an aggregate number. So yeah. It's the numbers that reach up. If it reaches past 50,000, we have to do a resolution. So even though it's $4,992 for the four radios, it exceeded that 50,000. So it's a resolution.
Did the 4,000 make it exceed the 50,000?
It did.
I just wonder, and this is nothing. I just see these sometimes. Seems we see them a lot, and we don't have to. You don't have to go out to bid under 50, no, or you don't have to get our approval under 50.
You do.
So contracts under 50 wouldn't come through here, but if a contract with the aggregate amendments exceed that 50,000, that's the hit threshold, that it would come here. On capital, it's a little different for the capital projects. I can get you the exact breakdown on the capital contract amendments. But for something like this, that's not capital, this is through operating budget.
I'm not as concerned with it here. Sometimes I see contracts, it's seems like it was pretty obvious, not this one, but pretty obvious it was going to be over 50, and then not much to talk about once we've entered the contract. Mm-hmm. So we go in at 48, and then afterward in the contract it comes to us for another $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000. This one doesn't offend me. There's times I go, I wonder if that was by design. But
any other discussion or questions? Okay, a motion to adopt the resolution.
I'll make it.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Resolution 398, approving the execution of a contract for rates anticipated to exceed $50,000 entered into by the county Smart Communications Holdings, Inc. Ulster County Sheriff. And Sheriff?
So this is the contract that's going to replace the Securus phone contract for the incarcerated individuals. The rate is 16 cents. They get a half an hour free phone calls per month for any legal calls, as well as video calls. These contracts are done by a committee, by the county and members of my office. And it's a point system that goes out for bid and they run the bid. I just sent an email out the other day regarding what the FCC just passed. It hasn't been voted on yet. However, it probably is going to pass. So for our jail, it's going to have to be amended, the contract, when it comes to this. And it may be next year, from 6 cents, 6 to 9 cents versus the 16 cents that it is now per phone calls. The only concern that I have with the new FCC regulation is that so there is a commission that's off of the phone service that offsets, and it's in the budget for the jail, that offsets the cost of the jail. Come next year, the commissions will not be allowed to do that, so we're going to have to fund that.
What is that number about?
Right now, it's $340,000 a year. And that's part of the budget to offset the cost. For example, mattresses, TVs, that kind of stuff. Yeah. New washer, dryer. We even also literacy we use that for as well. So all that's going to have to, if it passes, because it still hasn't been voted on, but it's likely to pass. And I sent that out. It's not the case right now, but it probably will be next year, which means, and that's the whole country, which means that everyone's going to have to renegotiate the contract either with the same vendor or another vendor.
So is that for 2025?
It'll be effective April of 2025.
So our budget office should probably prepare for.
I sent it to the budget office. I sent it to the county executive, and I sent it to the legislature. But it's going to pass.
It's good to be aware of that. So.
Any discussion or questions? Okay, motion to adopt the resolution.
Make the motion.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion's carried. Resolution 399, approving the execution of a contract for $115,560 entered into by the County New York State Communications Company, Inc., Department of Emergency Management. Director Erickson?
This is a contract with NICOMCO. It's for radio equipment. It's a few radios in some of our vehicles, and the rest is on tower sites and in our 911 center for the law enforcement frequency, 911 calling frequency.
Okay, discussion or questions? Motion to adopt the resolution?
Make the motion.
Second?
McCullough, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Resolution 400, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $51,271.92 entered into by the County American Tower Management LLC, Department of Emergency Management. Director Erickson?
This is to amend the current contract for another five-year contract for space on American Tower, which is Illinois Mountain, and it's for the one of the fire frequencies.
Okay, discussion or questions? Motion to adopt the resolution?
McCullough.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Our last resolution is 401, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $69,590.52 entered into by the County American Tower Management LLC, Department of Emergency Management.
This is an additional contract with American Tower on Illinois Mountain as well for a different fire frequency.
Discussion or questions? Okay, motion to adopt the resolution?
Make the motion.
Second?
McCullough, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. So we have a couple things under new business. Do you want to start, or the Sheriff's Department can start? You want to go?
Yeah, thank you for adding me on, Chairman Hanford. I do appreciate it. And I'm glad you're here, Sheriff Figueroa. I've got a couple of questions for you. Someone brought me to my attention. I did some research online. It seems to be a few, mostly at the Ulster Hudson Valley Mall, I guess they call it, on the town of Ulster. I believe they're smash and grabs. Is that accurate? There was a bandit busted again for same crime in different locations. There's like $12,000 in merchandise.
They were doing a lot in Westchester and the city.
It's Kohl's.
It's
a gang.
It's Sephora and Ulta. So those are the two stores you're talking
Ulta,
about.
Ulta,
they
yeah.
We just three young women were arrested for both of the, allegedly committing both of them.
I don't think that was handled by us.
I don't know which department. I mean, was it?
There was one in Ulta at Ulta last year.
Yeah, that's right.
And there was one in some guy smash and grab cigarettes.
They end up at the jail, though, don't they?
They do.
So,
If it's not my case, we're not. I mean, we had 56 people arraigned in the last 3 weeks.
If they're not documented, would we call ICE?
I would not be calling ICE. If they break, because I have a standing policy not to contact ICE as a sheriff. And if they break the law and they're wanted and there's a warrant, then yes. But if not, they go through the regular court system like anybody else. Because in this country, if you break the law, you'll be held accountable for it. And you have the same rights as everyone else, whether you're an illegal immigrant or not.
Dutchess County, other counties would call ICE?
I really don't care about other counties. I just care about
I care Ulster about County. This county. I care about my four kids, too.
Well, I care about the people in this county. Decision.
Do you have kids?
I don't, but I make the decisions in this county.
You own a business in this county?
As a sheriff. No, I don't. But I'm a pro-business person.
I think we should probably look into legally what would happen if the...
I'm not changing my policy.
If it's legal, if the legislature set a countywide policy for you to call ICE and you legally were supposed to, we'll talk about that.
You can do
don't sit here and tell me without knowing legally what you can do.
You can do a policy for the county that's correct,
but you can't do it individually from my office. If the people wanted 23 sheriffs, they would have elected 23 sheriffs. I'm the sheriff of this county.
Sure.
And I made the policy in my office because I was elected.
You know, the executive oversees the budget and a policy from us.
I was elected by the entirety of the people of this county, not by a district, sir.
That's fine.
Okay.
We're going to look into it legally.
Fine.
And we'll find out. If it's legal for us to pass a policy for it, you're going to do what that policy says.
If the legislature, which is my oversight, says that, then yes. But if they don't, then no.
Well, let's look into that. And there should probably be a conversation about it anyways at this point with the border and 10,000 people a day and all this crime.
I'm worried about what's happening in Ulster County. I can't do anything that happens over the borders.
I'm very worried about what's happening in Ulster County.
That we should stick to what Minority Leader.
Thank you. That's spirited conversation. I do appreciate you adding that in. It was going to be one of my follow ups. So if they have a warrant from another town, like I think these were brought to Westchester. Is that accurate?
I don't know anything about these cases.
Okay.
But obviously, if they commit a crime, they're going to be held accountable. If there's a warrant that's signed by a court, they're going to be held accountable.
Other than these cases here, do you know of, is this random or is it a trend in Ulster County, is smash and grabs?
To my knowledge, it's not a major trend because I would have known about it.
Okay. And so nobody's reached out for assistance, businesses, anything like that?
None.
Okay. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
I got a couple of questions. I think when you ran, you had another policy that you weren't going to check warrants at DSS.
Excuse me. Can I just stick to this agenda and then we'll have, there's a couple other things before you on new business and then I'll come to you.
Okay. So okay. I'll stick to some of the stuff that Kevin brought up. If we don't call ICE, mm-hmm. say somebody's accused of rape, mm-hmm. and if we called ICE after we're done, if we release them, maybe a witness doesn't want to testify anymore, we don't have enough evidence, without calling ICE, we release that individual that's being accused of rape right back out to the community. If we call ICE, ICE would come pick them up, correct?
I think that's a hypothetical situation.
I just gave you a hypothetical. Tell me what happens during that. It's a pretty straightforward hypothetical.
So if a court of law finds that this individual is not responsible for a crime, then that's up to the court system, not up to the sheriff.
But in under the scenario I just laid out,
right,
someone's accused of rape.
Right. It's hardly a hypothetical. I've been a cop for 36 years. Don't insult me. Okay.
Excuse me. Don't point your finger at me. I'm asking real questions. We got an open board with 10. Do not point at me, Sheriff. You don't get to come in here and point at me and raise your voice.
Yes, I can.
Because I can do it right back to you. I can do it right back. Then I will. Because I'm not going to sit here and take this. These are real questions. And it's my job to be asking them.
And you need to tone your.
No. You brought up. You raised your voice and pointed at me first. Excuse me. I'm not going to put up with it.
And neither am I. And that's
you did it first. And you're doing it again. And I'm not going to back down. There's people living and dying out there. These are real questions. You can answer them. You can answer the questions.
Why don't you run for sheriff then instead of running your mouth?
What?
Tyron, is it shut down? 10-minute recess.
The law enforcement meeting back to order. And I'm going to call on Legislator Walz.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting is adjourned.